talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Happy Thanksgiving, my evil pilgrim.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
And what a special Thanksgiving it is.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
B.I.G.
That's Turkey Trot.
Thanks. Thanks and thanks, thanks. Give some thanks. Thanksgiving is the day that I gotta give some thanks.
I hope you're not allergic to melody and rhythm and sexy lyrics, because our guests are gonna love my Thanksgiving song.
Look, every year I try and tell you guys that no one really sings Thanksgiving songs.
You bite your tongue.
Think about it. Why aren't there any Thanksgiving carols? I'm gonna write a classic and make $1 million, and then I'm gonna buy a car.
Oh, oh, it's Thanksgiving. We are gonna have a good time.
And now,
as you all know, I hate Thanksgiving. The pilgrims were murderers, and turkey tastes like napkins.
Our feature presentation.
That guy's got a point. That Thanksgiving song that you played, we're going to have a good time.
Great, right?
Is, who is that?
What's her name?
Is that
Nicole,
Rebecca Black?
Nicole something or other. I don't remember last name. But yeah, she was from the same music factory that gave us the great Rebecca Black Friday song. Yeah.
When you say great, though.
Phenomenal.
Ironically.
Great song. Thanksgiving song, great song.
Ironically.
Look, I don't have a category of guilty pleasures. I either like something or I don't like something.
Right.
And I like that song.
Well, you don't like anything. You either love something or hate something. Those are your two options.
Sometimes that's true. it's so catchy.
Yeah.
I've thought of that Thanksgiving song in the dead of summer. It's one of those earworms. We talked about the earworms recently where you just all of a sudden in your head, you start, it's Thanksgiving.
That's not going to happen to me today either.
It's just a great melody.
All
that's
right.
All there is.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday, the 23rd of November.
It is. Today's the day, by the way, real quick before we get into the thing here. One of my least – look, I love the presidency. I love reading about the presidency. I love watching the presidency. One of my least favorite presidential traditions is pardoning the turkeys. I don't understand it.
That is dumb beyond words.
And today the turkeys are named Tater and Tot. Those are the turkeys that are going to be pardoned.
That strikes home for you.
Yeah, I did have a dog named Tater Tot, so that caught my attention. But so these turkeys, President Obama pardons them, and then they get sent off to a farm to live out their days. And I don't understand what the point of that is, because it's not the country making a statement that, hey, we're not going to eat turkey or anything like that.
Right, all other turkeys are in danger.
Yes, all other turkeys are going to be killed, slaughtered, and served up on a platter.
Take it easy.
Well, it's true.
I know, but we don't need to look behind the curtain.
What is the point of picking out those? I mean, imagine if they did that with the death penalty. They just said, all right, 900 guys on death row, we're going to spin a wheel and one of you gets to go free.
That'd be pretty cool for them.
But it just doesn't make any sense. Like, that's not the policy. I don't get it. Like, I don't even understand it.
Yeah, it does seem like a stupid idea that one president had, and then everyone since then has just said, well, I mean, I guess we got to do it.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look, I'm happy for Tater and I'm happy for Todd.
Sure.
But
we all are.
I don't understand it. I wonder if President Trump will continue the tradition or if next year he'll just be these turkeys are sad.
Just bring out a knife himself
and just take them down. All right. Here's the story, you guys. And, I don't know. I don't know whether to – I guess we can't applaud this man, the 78-year-old man who got arrested in Kenner, Louisiana, a town I've come to know well because it's where Louis Armstrong International Airport is here just north of New Orleans. He was at a Doubletree Hotel there in Kenner. He's, again, 78 years old, Robert Scott. And he saw a very attractive young woman in the lobby, a 29-year-old woman. And he decided that he was going to go for it.
Wait,
he's going to go for it.
He's going to ask her out.
He's going to ask her out. He's 78. She's 29. I mean, do we applaud him so far? Like, that's guts, right?
As long as it's not creepy.
Yeah, well, it's guts so far. I'm warning you now, it does get creepy.
Okay.
But I mean, like, right now, though, we're with him. Like, what's the downside of asking? Look, it's probably not going to work out for Mr. Scott, but at least he's trying.
It's a numbers game at that point. I mean,
exactly,
he has to really hit on like a million girls to get one to see him.
Right, and she needs to be blind.
Right.
And have a grandfather fetish. You look like a model. We should go out. I can treat you real well, he told her. She said, no, thank you. I have a boyfriend. Now, just in the interest of full disclosure, that's where it should have ended. He should have gone about his business and left. I just want to make sure everybody understands that that's what he should have done.
Okay.
He didn't. The woman, by the way, was at the hotel attending a class for aspiring models. So apparently she was very, very pretty. So Mr. Scott says, she says, no, I have a boyfriend. Then he suggested a sugar daddy arrangement.
Okay. So he pays for what? Items, cars, hotel,
whatever it is. Yeah, okay. I'll treat you well and in exchange for, you know, a little something. So she says at this point now she's irritated because it is a little bit insulting to be offered to be paid for sex, essentially.
Sure.
She says, please get out of my face. What he did next, though, is what got him arrested. He unfastened the buckle on his pants, dropped them and his underwear, turning around and mooning her.
Wait, what?
He mooned her. Took his pants down, turned around, and showed
her his butt. I thought he was going to face her and go, but does he have this? No. I thought that was where you were going with this.
No, no. He mooned her.
And then did she say, you know what? I'm going to reconsider. That's a hell of a butt.
That's the part that I'm thinking about. Was this, he's just so frustrated and so mad that he just wants to make her upset? Or is this his Hail Mary? Like, is this, does he have this in his back pocket at all times? Like, all right, it may not go well with the words.
I don't
think. But once she sees this sweet 78-year-old ass.
No, I don't think anyone has ever thought that ever.
You don't think he was going
no.
for it? No. He said, all right, I'll get out of your face. And then, according to the police report, allegedly exposed his anus, buttocks, and parts of his genitals to the victim as he turned around and bent over.
All right.
He's 78.
Yeah, he maybe should stop doing that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, I don't think that's appropriate either. But what, I mean,
you should stop doing that stuff like by the time you're 60.
What a crazy day in that hotel lobby, though, for the other guests. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, the fun of those stories is the people in that lobby must have just been trying to get their heads around what's happening.
He was arrested for obscenity, booked into the Jefferson Parish Correctional Center on a $5,000 bond. So, That's what worked out there. So
did he say that he did it just because he didn't want to go home to his wife?
No,
is that not part of the
different story?
Different story.
So it didn't work out for Mr. Scott, but nice try, sir.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Yes, where the action is.
Right. Thank you, Rodney. We have the movie beat today because it's Wednesday, although it's the final work day of the week. Very excited about that. Who's going to ruin your Thanksgiving? There's always somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take your calls on that particular topic. Who's going to?
It might
you?
Be Dave Sanchez and his family.
Yeah, oh, no question.
Boy, what a downer.
Yeah,
for Thanksgiving.
He's a total bummer. I wouldn't even invite him to dinner.
Seriously.
So that's coming up this morning. We have RJ Bell again. Normally we do him on Thursdays, but this is the final work day of the week. So we're going to have RJ Bell with his NFL Week 12 picks. We have the Wednesday Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. Starting to do. We've locked that in on Wednesdays now.
I like it.
That's coming up. We also have the International Man of Mystery, Doto.
Why not, Bean? This is America!
Who usually it takes us, I don't know, 4 months to get a hold of.
Yeah.
Through every means necessary. I mean, Dave goes Facebook and then Twitter and then Instagram and then...
And leaves a note on his car.
Right. And then he shows up outside his house and he breaks in. It's just impossible to get a hold of him. So we finally did.
I'm not so sure.
That guy. What would you need him for?
Right. And we've got tickets to both nights of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016. And we're going to give you those details. We're going to tell you how to win those very soon. So that's coming up this morning. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:55.
Ralph Garman took off a little early for the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, and we could not be more pleased to have great American Ted Stryker filling in on the Showbiz Beat here this morning. Hey, Stryker.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Thanks for having me here.
Always happy
buddy.
To.
I want to start off by just complimenting myself.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got up today at 3:15.
Right.
Not for you, but because my wife said, will you drive me to the airport? I'm like,
what?
I'll pay you. I will get you whatever is above the Uber X. I will pay that. And we live quite a distance from LAX. She's like, no. Gosh.
Wait, you didn't have this discussion last night?
We had it as I was falling asleep.
Because
I assumed there'd be an Uber involved.
Because
getting up at 3, she had to be there at about 4:20.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
So she's like, I don't feel comfortable at that time. Like, whatever the best Uber is, I will get it for you. She's like, no, I want you to drive me.
I'll hire the Secret Service for you. How about that?
But, Stryker, isn't today one of those days where you have a queue of cars just trying to even get into the airport to drop somebody off? It takes so long to do that, right?
Yes, that's why I got up yesterday.
Wow.
Yes, and the drive was not that bad. So I've had a full day already.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm feeling good. So
you're kind of winding things down now.
Exactly.
Okay, good.
I may go to sleep during the show.
Sorry, right. Pete. Now, are we going to eat up all of Ted's time if we talk about the giveaway for the Acoustic Christmas
tickets? The thing with
should
the
we,
deal?
Should we save that or what should
no,
we do?
No, no, do it. That's fine.
We can do it.
Okay. Real quick, 9 o'clock this morning, just like we've been doing all this week, we're giving away tickets to both nights of the sold-out K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016, December 10th and 11th. Now, Lightning is once again back in the bottle outfit. It's Lightning in a bottle. But we're going to tell you again where he is. He's at Fountain Valley Sports Park at Miles Square Park on Brookhurst, just south of Edinger. So we're in Orange County this morning. Fountain Valley Sports Park at Miles Square Park on Brookhurst, just south of Edinger. And, Ted, you'll appreciate this because you know how many lifelong hardcore fans of some of these bands playing, especially this year, your Blink-182s and your Green Days and bands like that. We're going to be looking for the listener who has the most memorabilia from those bands on the bill. Right. Now, it doesn't have to be just one band. Is that what we decided, Kevin? It
could nope.
be
any band that's playing the bill.
Yeah. So you can bring down your CDs. You can bring down your ticket stubs. You can bring down your T-shirts, tattoo counts, anything that's memorabilia, official memorabilia, let's say. You can't just write Green Day on a T-shirt. But bring down your memorabilia from the bands, and whoever has the most at 9 a.m. at that location in Orange County will win tickets to both nights. And we'll remind you of these details throughout the day. There's no rush because it's not until 9 o'clock this morning. So
I'm so curious to see how much memorabilia someone has. Whether 16 artists over the 2 days,
yeah.
Somebody's got a bunch of crap.
A lot of people save tickets, concert tickets.
Right.
You know, so they probably have hundreds.
All right, guys, there is a 5-piece band out there that has sold 80 million records. 3 of these 5 are back together, and a song just leaked online. I'm not saying this is one of the greatest K-Rock bands of all time,
okay.
But they're probably in the top 100,000 of all time on K-Rock.
Okay, top 100,000.
Yes, the top. So Ginger, Baby, and Scary are back.
Yay!
These Spice Girls, they are going by the name of Jem. And this is a brand new song. I think we have a clip, and let's check it out. It's called Song for Her.
Hot girls, we have problems too.
Oh, no.
We're just like you.
Except
we're hot.
That's not it. You're confused, Debbie. You hit the wrong file.
We're not perfect.
That's good. That's real good. But that's not what we're looking for.
Hot girls, that's not what that is?
That's not it, no.
Oh, I'm sorry. You want this?
I'm spinning, I'm dropping, I'm brushing, I'm dressing. My nights, they all rolling today. This is a song.
Stop the real one?
Actually, I don't even know what I... Is that the song?
That's the song.
That's the song.
Yeah. That's the Spice Girls.
Better.
First one was better.
Yeah. What do you give that out of 10, Bean?
I want to hear it again. I didn't love it, to be honest. I didn't love it. It sounded kind of dumb.
I'm spinning, I'm dropping, I'm brushing, I'm dressing. My nights, they all rolling today. This is a song for her.
I mean, it's catchy.
It is getting more catchy.
It's weird. I feel like Song for Her comes out a little bit too late to help Hillary Clinton. That might have been a good theme song for her a few weeks ago.
That would have been a great one right there.
Not so much.
Well, I like that one better when it was This Is My Fight Song.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Exactly right.
What do you think the level of interest is, Ted, in 3/5 of the Spice Girls?
I'd say probably 60% of the people will enjoy it.
I'd say it's pretty high, but you would sort of expect them to come out of the gate with something a little stronger.
I would say that, but as Mel C said, she is not part of the Spice Girls anymore.
Right.
She did not want to do it because she thinks they peaked in 2012 because they did the London Olympics. And being everybody went crazy when they did that. So, I don't think there's going to be a ton of interest just for 3/5 of them, especially with that song that we just heard.
Right.
I don't really feel it. So Victoria Beckham is not part of this project as well. All right. If you're going to ask me, and I don't know anything, but my favorite, if you're going to say rap or hip-hop artist of all time, would be N.W.A., Public Enemy, Dos Effects, The Beastie Boys, and A Tribe Called Quest. Their album, their new one, just debuted at number 1. And with that news, Fife Dog, who passed away last year. The news is out now that he will have a solo album that is going to be released next year.
Is that right?
Yes.
Because we were, at first, we were asking who's going to do those parts, and then we realized he already laid them all down. He's already done some solo stuff, too.
The stuff is done. It's going to come out in 2017, and I just think those guys are incredible.
Same.
The new record, if anyone liked A Tribe Called Quest, it sounds like them. But it doesn't sound like they're just resting on their laurels. It is so damn good.
It is a great album.
Yes, it is. And it debuted at number one. Celebrating a birthday today, everybody. Chris Hardwick, Nerdist. That guy is awesome. Yay! He is 45 years old. Dodgers third baseman. He's got red hair. He's currently a free agent. Justin Turner is 32. And Miley Cyrus is 24. I'm Stryker, and I just ruined the showbiz beat.
Our man Lightning is back in the bottle down in Orange County. We will give you the exact location and tell you what he is looking for today in about 10 minutes or so to help you win tickets to both nights at the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016. First, though, ladies and gentlemen, let's say hi to Doto.
I need some babe.
Kevin Bean, this one thing I forgot to tell you, Kevin Bean. I need a woman.
Woo! I need a woman. I was in Vietnam. I definitely need a Korean woman.
My first memory is I just love the buffets in Las Vegas. I love the flan. It has a lot of sugar.
Life's a box of chocolate, Bean.
Did you get her phone number?
Yeah.
Have you called it?
Yeah, I called and she changed her number.
How about that?
Why'd you tuck away some knives behind an air conditioner vent in a nondescript bag? No, seriously.
That's not mine, man. I drank your milkshake.
Well, I'm sorry.
Why not, Bean? This is America. Woo!
And now the further adventures of Doto, international man of mystery, man. Yeah.
Longtime listener and friend of the Kevin and Bean Show, our friend Doto, back on the phone. It's been a minute. How are you, Doe?
Hey, Bean. How's it going, man?
It's going great. My friend Kevin is here with us as well, Doe. How are you?
Oh, cool. Kevin Bean, I'm a little bit concerned.
You're a little concerned, okay.
Let's say a couple weeks ago, I'm seeing a woman. Let's say that she's 46 years old, right, Kevin
Bean? Okay, let's just say that. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I did see her, and she'd been divorced once or twice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when we went out, she told me that I don't meet her standard, right?
You don't meet her standard?
You don't meet her things like that. And like, if she's 46 and she's been divorced once or twice, and what I'm saying is she like, when it comes to a man, Kevin Bean, she's looking for perfection and she's looking for the sky. So when a woman have that type of mentality, Kevin Bean, are they likely to find someone? Even it gets harder, because I was talking to a psychologist about it. The psychologist told me that who specializes in relationship, they told me that anytime when a person looks for perfection, like when they look for the sky, then what does it mean? It gets harder as they age. What does it mean?
All right, I have two answers. One is, maybe you should have said to her, "Hey, you've been divorced twice. You're not good at this."
She told me she's been divorced.
I know,
twice.
But I'm saying, she says you're not up to her standard. Maybe she's off in the picking. But secondly, you're seeing a psychologist?
No. I have a friend who's a psychologist. I'm not seeing a psychologist.
Okay.
What does a psychologist mean? They say that usually when they have that higher standard, as they get older, then it gets harder for them to find someone. What does that mean, Kevin?
I think that is absolutely true, by the way. I think the older people get, I really do believe this, I think the pickier they get, because they become so set in their ways and they've had so much time to determine what things that are not acceptable to them, that they narrow it down to the point where you're absolutely right, Doe. If they can't get George Clooney, they don't want to get anybody.
Hey, Bean, I thought that as human beings, we all have standards, right, Kevin Bean?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but...
Of course, but a lot of times they're not real. Like a lot of people shoot way too high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know why, Kevin Bean? Because I know a couple Asian ladies, at first their standards are too high, but once they lower the standards a little bit, then they're likely to find someone.
But when you use the word standards, do you mean price?
pretty much, Kevin. So that makes sense. But at first they have higher standards, but when they kind of lower their expectation, then they're usually... they have a better chance of finding somebody.
I think that's true of everybody.
Of course that's true. And by the way, Doe, that's not just exclusive to the ladies. That's also true on your side. It's possible that there are women out there that you would be a good fit with that you don't consider because you don't think they're up to your standards, and maybe you should reconsider some of those.
Bean, we don't always get what we want, right, Kevin?
That's
Bean?
Correct.
That is correct.
Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't, right? It's a gamble, right, Kevin?
That's
Bean?
Right.
Now listen,
Love
Doe,
is a gamble.
Because we don't have a lot of time, I do want to ask you about a couple of other things real quick. And I'm sorry to hear about your relationship, but I'm sure you'll find someone.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, first of all, we wanted to get your comments on your favorite actor, Steven Seagal. We saw a news story.
Know, yeah, I know you're going to ask that question, Kevin Bean. Steven Seagal, what do you think about
him? Would you mind letting him ask it?
Yeah.
Since the last time we had you on the show, Steven Seagal has accepted an offer from Vladimir Putin to become a Russian citizen. Are you offended by that?
Yeah, you know what? That's – you know what, Kevin Bean? If that's the case, do you mind if I go live in Russia for a while?
Absolutely not. You're not allowed. It's hard enough for us to get a hold of you now.
If he's living in Russia, where is he living? Moscow, St. Petersburg, or Siberia?
Well, that's not the point. The point is, what do you think about him essentially renouncing his American citizenship, the country that's been so good to him, and becoming a goddamn communist?
You know what? You know what, Kevin? In my opinion, I think the Russian system, I don't think they have a communist system or a democratic system. I think they have a mixed system. And okay. I'm sure that if you go back to history, you know about the Kremlin, how they act, you know, Russian government, things like that.
Right. Okay, I understand the answer.
That was a good point.
But here, I did want to go back because you guessed three different cities, St. Petersburg, Moscow.
No. I'm sure that he
and you also said either Siberia. Can I just rule out Siberia? Probably not.
Of course, Kevin. Okay. He's probably going to live either in Moscow or St. Petersburg.
Right.
Those are two prominent cities in Russia.
Yes, they are. All right, last question for me, Doto, and that is, we're curious what your plans are for the Thanksgiving holiday. Where are you going to be tomorrow?
My plans for Thanksgiving holiday. Hey, what? I might be seeing this tonight. This another Asian lady.
You're going to go on a date on Thanksgiving?
Possible. Because,
all right.
Yeah.
Are you not getting along with the old man?
Well, the old man is on a cruise.
The old man's on a cruise.
Oh,
okay.
I see. Okay, so you've got nowhere to go for Thanksgiving dinner right now.
No, I mean, I know first. Bean, you don't have to be too hard. I'm gonna go see this lady doing a day on Thanksgiving, and like in the afternoon, in the evening, I'm going over to my relatives.
Okay. All right. You have some relatives to go get some leftover pie and stuff.
What about
your
sister? What about the one that had all the panties in your bedroom when Psycho Mike went over there? What about your sister?
My sister. I might be going over to her house, Kevin.
All right, a lot of question marks in Doto's life. That's one thing we've noticed. All right, before we let you go then, Do, thank you for jumping on the phone. We'd like to talk to you more frequently than we do. Anything else you want to leave us with? Any message you have for the Kevin and Bean listeners?
I'd like to do a talk show, Kevin Bean.
You'd like to do a talk show. That's the message you want to give them? How about Happy Thanksgiving?
Happy Thanksgiving.
There you go.
All right, Joe. Bye-bye.
You're the best. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 6 minutes till 7 o'clock.
Lightning is in Fountain Valley, California this morning at 9 o'clock at Miles Square Park at the Fountain Valley Sports Complex on Brookhurst, just south of Edinger. It's across the street from a Denny's location, by the way.
Yeah.
How about that?
No one else is excited as you, though.
I love Denny's. I love all little chain restaurants like that. It is fantastic.
We already like you. You don't have to suck up like this.
So Lightning's there at 9 o'clock this morning looking for K-Rock listeners. Why this morning, Kevin?
Well, we're looking for the most memorabilia. Doesn't even have to be official memorabilia, just not homemade. You can't write Green Day on a shirt and say this is memorabilia. But a ticket stub, a T-shirt, a hat, a fanny pack, whatever you have.
So if you've got a bootleg Bastille T-shirt, that'll count.
Yes.
Yeah. You got CDs, you got albums, you got ticket stubs, you got hats, you got bumper stickers, you got keychains, whatever it is, whatever memorabilia you have from as many bands as you want from either night of the K-Rock Almost Christmas 2016. Whoever has the most will win tickets to both nights, and that'll be at 9 o'clock this morning at that location. We also have it up on the K-Rock social media if you can't remember it, Miles Square Park in Fountain Valley. Hey, Rob is out today, but our friend Ted Stryker, who usually does afternoons here on K-Rock, is filling in on the Showbiz Beat here on a Wednesday. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, guys. It's great to be in here. Obviously, Thanksgiving is tomorrow. The average American, just so you know, we're all fat. The average we're going to eat is 4,500 calories tomorrow.
Yeah.
4,500 calories.
I think I could double that.
I think I eat about 4,500 a day anyway. It doesn't seem like that far of a stretch.
Yeah, 280 million turkeys are sold for Thanksgiving. It takes longer to cook a turkey in Denver than it does in Boston, Kevin. Why is that?
Altitude?
Look at the big brain on Kevin!
No one's ever said that before.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. You're talking about memorabilia.
Yes.
And I was thinking, well, a guy or girl, they can't really show up like if they had a one-night stand with somebody, a famous artist. Like, what are they going to bring? Is it going to be a stained shirt? They stole silverware from somebody. Apparently, Anthony Kiedis does not like sleeping with groupies, which on the surface, I'm like, wait a minute. He was on a German talk show. And
what's the point of being in a band then?
That is what I'm saying, but I have an idea.
Can I clarify?
Yes.
Do you mean sleeping or having sex with?
Having sex.
Okay, very
having
different.
Having really wonderful sex.
Very different. Okay.
Yes. So this is what Kiedis said on the talk show.
Even when I was first starting this band, you know, the groupie thing didn't really appeal to me because there's something about someone who wants to be with you because of what you do that seems a little less appealing. So before we were famous, I think I was more attracted to females in that way, in the groupie way. But then the minute we got famous, I was like, this doesn't feel right anymore.
All right. So listen, obviously, for guys like Kevin Bean and myself, if anyone wants to sleep with us, we are in.
I mean, that's why you get in a band.
Yes.
Yeah, don't question your fans' motives.
Right. Exactly. But then we have to think about, wait, who is this guy, Anthony Kiedis? At 12 years old, he had sex with his dad's girlfriend. Also at 12, he did marijuana and cocaine with his dad. At 14... he tried heroin. He was peaking at 12.
Wow.
Seeing a great set of boobs because you're in a band, I don't think would give him the excitement that he was having at 12 to 20 years old. He was ruined.
Wow, what a bummer.
Yeah, his book, Scar Tissue, by the way, which came out a few, I don't know how many years ago, but I did read it. It was really, really good. So there's that movie called Sing with, it's an animated movie, Matthew McConaughey and Scarlett Johansson. I just wanted to point this out. There's some free screenings. I don't think we have anything to do with this, but there's many free screenings this Saturday in LA. If you want to go see the movie after you, fight people in Target on Black Friday and you need a little relief and a release, singsaturday.com. It's like a 10 a.m. screening, about 10 theaters around Southern California.
That comes with a release? That's great news.
Justin Bieber was in... Wait, which one of you loves Bieber? It's you, Kevin, right?
Oh, God, no.
I thought he's your, like, top six of all time.
No, don't be ridiculous.
It was like Muse, Rage Against the
You're
Machine.
You're being funny, and Bieber.
And Bieber.
Yeah.
He was in Barcelona, and he was pulling up. He was in the backseat of a car with the window down, and a bunch of the fans were going bananas. And one fan, a guy, a boy, probably like 17, reached in. And he shouldn't have done that, but he was continually reaching in. And Bieber punched him in the face.
Wow.
So hard that the guy's lip started gushing with blood.
Wow.
And I was thinking.
And by Bieber, you mean Bieber's security guard?
Nope.
Punched him?
Justin Bieber.
Please.
Threw a right hook.
Like his right hook could make anyone's nose bleed.
It's on video, 13? Kevin.
It is on video.
You can actually see it being justice.
Sweet.
It's on TMZ, but I was thinking, all right, I know we don't like many of the actions he has done over the years, but reaching in the dude's car and holding on to him while the car is going,
oh,
I
no,
can
that's
understand
terrible.
Throwing a right hook at the guy.
Yeah, I hear you. I hate to take his side, but in that particular case.
But you're going to take his side.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, do we have time for one more?
Sure.
All right, Kanye West, we all know that he's kind of had a meltdown the past few days, but there is kind of a silver lining, and this is according to TMZ.
Is it that he's awesome?
Because baby, I'm awesome.
Is that the silver,
awesome.
Silver lining right there?
I'm also awesome.
A little bit.
Y'all know.
Is there any auto-tune right there or not?
None.
I didn't think so.
How he sounds when he sings.
He may have saved himself millions of dollars because of this. Kanye announced the cancellation of this tour and many of the shows 6 hours before he was handcuffed to a stretcher and hauled off to UCLA for psychiatric evaluation.
Right.
Well, he reportedly lost around $30 million. That's how much the guy was going to make for just a few of the shows. $30 million.
Right.
And he has an insurance plan that says if you miss shows because of illness, we're not only going to pay the venues that you owed, but the people that worked for you, and we're going to pay you the money that you would have made.
This is his way to get out of all of that.
And I
wow.
think a way to get out of him being loony talking about Donald Trump and Beyonce. I didn't mean any of that. I was completely psycho. Look at me. I was locked up at UCLA.
Interesting.
Yes. So the
he's
point
crazy
is,
like a fox.
I buy that.
Yes, 100%. All right, celebrating a birthday today. This guy, he has created, this guy's a mogul, and he used to work at K-Rock, and look, he's great, Chris Hardwick. He is 45 years old. Justin Turner, we know him from the Dodgers. He is a free agent. He's got beautiful red hair. He is 32 years old. Happy birthday, Justin Turner. And Miley Cyrus is 24.
Oh, she's still got it, doesn't she?
She does, doesn't she?
Not bad.
This is Wrecking Ball, of course.
Beautiful.
Wait, Brett, before we go, what sexuality is she now? Or what is she like? She's like C-sexual being. What is she now?
I think she's down for anything.
Whatever all sex is.
Yeah.
She's that.
Omnisexual or something.
Yes. Yeah, I feel like I would get along really well with her.
I sure you do.
Shout out to Miley Cyrus. I'm Stryker. I just ruined the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Stryker. All right, we have time for your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. We do it every day. It's Kevin and Bean's What's Good? You call and you tell us TV shows, sports moments that we're not talking, anything on the show that you think we should talk about. This is your chance to get on the show and talk about it.
May I suggest this? I would love to hear from hockey fans about what they think about the Las Vegas Golden Knights. I'd love to get into that conversation if you have time.
Yes.
You think people would call on that?
Yes, I do. And they're not even Las Vegas. They're Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah, the Vegas Golden Knights. So if you want to talk about that, you got questions, you got comments, you got complaints, or something for Ted Stryker, because he's here with us this morning, too. You can give us a call right now. 1-800-520-1067. That's the number. You are on the air next, right after this, with Kevin and Bean's What's Good.
Hey!
Can I just say God bless Green Day for what they've been doing out there on all their various TV appearances in the past couple weeks? Thank God there's somebody out there still rocking.
I agree.
And they've been on fire. They've been so great lately. Hey, it's Kevin and Peter here on a Wednesday morning. We're taking your calls right now on any topic at 1-800-520-1067. It's time for Kevin and Bean's What's Good. Hit it, Steve.
Like we always do at this time. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and testify. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and notify.
You can call on any topic, but I did mention I was in particular interested if you had any opinions on the NHL's new franchise in Las Vegas, the Golden Knights. Stacy is in Las Vegas, and she joins us on line two here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Up first on What's Good.
Hey, Stacy.
Hi.
Thank you for listening online. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Yes, I live in Vegas, and I think that's the stupidest name ever. The logo's ugly, too.
The Golden Knights. Yeah, it's a dumb logo as well.
So what was the deal there in Las Vegas? Was it, because I haven't been paying a lot of attention, were there a bunch of other names that were being talked about in the media, or did they poll the people that live there? How was Golden Knights decided on?
I believe I'm not a huge hockey fan, but I do remember things in the news, you know, like if you have any suggestions, like there might even have been a contest of some sort. Mm-hmm. To, you know, help name the team, or the Silver State. Nevada is the Silver State, California.
Well, they were thinking of the Silver Knights as well, I think.
Yes. They considered the Desert Knights, they considered the Black Knights, they considered the Silver Knights. And by the way, I did see the owner yesterday of the team saying that Nevada is the largest gold producer in the country. Now, I don't know whether that played into it, but maybe that's his excuse for why they're not the Silver Knights and instead they're the Golden
Still
Knights.
Dumb.
Still dumb.
It is still dumb, though, right?
Yeah, I don't like, I'm glad that we have a professional team.
Right.
But, you know, I think one is enough. I don't think we need football.
Okay, well, that's a different subject, but I'm going to put you down as a no on the Golden Knights. Thank you very much for the call.
The only plus side is for me and Kevin is we can go to travel to Vegas to watch the Ducks and the Kings play.
Right.
So, aren't there plenty of opportunities to see the Ducks and the Kings a lot closer than Las Vegas? Vegas. You guys, though?
A lot of, and yet Vegas.
Vegas.
There is Vegas.
Vegas.
All right, let's go to Steph in Glendale, line five, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. Very rarely do we talk to a happy Kevin and Bean listener, but I believe we have one here.
Hey, Steph.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. You're happy?
I am happy. I'm extremely happy. I wanted to say thank you for the 55-inch television.
Oh, you're the one that won that.
I did.
Sweet.
Now, refresh my memory. How'd you win that?
From the Chili Peppers contest. I was the final winner, actually.
That was when they were doing the Halloween concert thingy. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow, 55-inch TV. That's sweet.
It's totally sweet.
totally sweet, very happy. And I wanted to touch upon the fact that, like, you guys were saying earlier in the week about how people don't get through all the time
right.
on the phone.
Right.
I called back 3 times today, got through each time, and also...
Now you're just bragging.
I'm a multiple contest winner from you guys.
Yeah, that's weird. Some people have never gotten through.
Right.
It's called determination.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Okay. I don't know what the thing is, but...
Well, thank you very much for the call. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy that TV. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Happy Thanksgiving. Let's go to Corona, please, line 3 up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. I think Gary is going to open our minds to something.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? What's good?
I also want to thank you guys.
Thank you.
I won tickets to Muse in France, and I won tickets to Muse in Los Angeles.
Wow. My God. Muse in France. That's awesome.
It was a great trip, man. Thank you guys very much.
Sure.
I'm calling about this stuff called VI Poo or Poo-Pourri. I sent Bean some emails. These commercials are hilarious.
I'm sorry. Did you say Poo-Pourri?
Poo-Pourri, yeah. It's a spritz you spray in the toilet bowl before you drop a deuce, and then there's no smell, they say.
That's a pretty strong spritz.
Dude, the commercials are hilarious. They're on YouTube. I sent Bean a couple of links.
All right.
Check them out.
Yes. I saw your link, and this one commercial that you sent me, the headline is Girls Don't Poop, thanks to poopery.com. So apparently that's a product. By the way, this video, you guys, has 38 million views on YouTube.
And it's all of your Christmas presents this year, so congratulations.
A great stocking stuffer for everybody.
Have you tried it, Gary? Final question.
I haven't. I need to.
I would say so.
The Poo-Pourri. Thank you very much. All right. You want to close with, you want to go to line 9? Super secret guest from Fountain Valley on line 9?
Okay. Hello.
Good morning, guys. You know what's good?
Hey, Lightning.
Yo, you know what's not good? Is standing in an itchy costume when you're freezing your ass off on Brookhurst in Fountain Valley.
But it's lightning in a bottle. It's lightning in a bottle. That's the hook. You stand there, and then people bring you memorabilia today. And at 9 o'clock, you do a drawing for both nights of the K-Rock Almost Kiss Christmas. What's bad about that?
I get it. So, but why did you ask me to put the costume on, stand on the street corner, starting at 6 a.m.
Just to be on the safe side. Just want to make sure nobody drove by and thought, oh, maybe this isn't the right place.
Because
if they see you there, they know they're in the right spot.
Because, Lightning, we think about other people unlike you.
Oh, is that how it works?
That's what it is, yeah.
Okay,
Lightning,
well,
go across the street in your bottle costume and get some breakfast at the Denny's.
Ooh, okay. All right.
And give us a picture.
And we got to have a picture of you at the Denny's. That would be awesome. All right, let me tell you. Well, why don't you, since you're on the phone, tell everybody where you are at 9 o'clock today for the grand prize drawing for the people who have the most memorabilia for all the bands. It doesn't have to be just one band. It can be anybody playing either night of Acoustic Christmas. Where are you going to be at?
Right, exactly. I'm here now. I am at Miles Square Park in the city of Fountain Valley, and I'm at the Fountain Valley Sports Park within there. Easy to find. I'm right on Brookhurst, just south of Edinger. If you get lost, find the Denny's. I'm staring at the Denny's. I'm right across the street. You can't miss me.
There you go.
And I'm in a green bottle costume.
He's in a beer bottle costume, yeah. All right. Congratulations. Yeah. Thanks, Light. Thanks for calling to tell us this is all good.
Thanks for nothing.
Okay, bye now. What's good?
Just ahead of the holiday weekend, we thought we'd catch up on some NFL action and a little preview of Week 12. Our friend in Las Vegas, R.J. Bell, is on the line. Let's do it. RJ is the founder of Pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider for the Associated Press. RJ, good morning, sir. Happy Thanksgiving in advance. How are you, my friend?
I'm feeling especially good because, let's be candid, right? You do a weekly radio spot.
Mm-hmm.
It's routine. Hey, it's 7:05 every Friday.
Right.
This week, no Friday show. You guys had to condense 5 days into 3.
Right.
And RJ made the cut.
RJ made the cut.
I'm feeling the love.
I like that you're referring to yourself by your own name.
I do, too. By the way, our friend Stryker.
Don't make George mad. Right?
Stryker is sitting in with us here this morning, too. I want to let you know there's a different voice on the line. But I want to start with this because I heard from several Raiders fans after you once again picked against their team last week. And you're starting to be a little bit of a good luck charm for Oakland fans because you so often this season have picked against them and they've surprised you by winning. Are you starting to reevaluate your assessment of the Oakland Raiders?
Now, remember now, it's not are the Raiders good or bad, because that's an easy answer. They're a good team. The question is, are they overrated or underrated, right? The worst team can be overrated. The best team can be underrated. I still think the Raiders, if you watch that, I'll tell you this. I don't complain about bad beats because it evens out in the long run. Anyone that watched that game that had a plus six ticket on the Texans,
yeah.
I mean, you play that game 100 times, you cash that ticket 90 times. Can anyone disagree with that?
No, sir.
Yes. I mean, so we were on the right side, so we're just going to smile.
You're going to take that as a win?
No. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way.
I was wrong, but I stand by it. I still made the right decision. That's what you're saying.
Well, you know, it's like you've heard results-oriented or process-oriented, right? Mm-hmm. I'm a process guy.
Okay. All right, Ted, before we get into this week's NFL Week 12 picks, you had a question for RJ.
Yes, I do. All right, RJ, first of all, you're a great follow on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. I've been following you for a very long time on there. Huge game in L.A. this weekend, USC against Notre Dame. USC has been on fire. They've turned their season around. Notre Dame kind of stinks this year. It's a rivalry game on TV last weekend. USC destroyed UCLA. What is the spread for this weekend's game, SC against Notre Dame, and who do you like?
I got to tell you first, Ted, you got me in trouble a couple weeks ago.
All right.
Because there's another station in L.A., a sports station, ESPN, I do a show on. Apparently, you go against that show. They heard you and I were talking.
That's funny.
And they were so mad. So I'm not sure I should answer this. But what I will say.
Are you talking about Mason in Ireland over there?
Yes,
I love
am.
Those guys.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, they said they loved you. But sure. It seems like there's an L.A. radio war going on. I don't know how that goes. No. They were having fun with it for sure. I tell you, here's the thing about USC, and I think the local listeners are going to love this. We think they are, now this is going to be hard to believe, the third best team in college football right now.
Now they're ranked number 12, right?
Exactly. Okay. So the committee says 12. Vegas says the only two teams in the country that would be favored over them would be Ohio State and Alabama.
Wow.
So, you know, it's a big number against Notre Dame. So whenever you get big numbers like that, you know, it's about motivation. How inclined are they going to be to blow a team out? I think considering that they would like to make a statement to show how much they're improved, there might be some USC motivation to blow them out there. But I'm not anxious to get on it. The number's just too big.
Got it.
All right, how about the Rams playing New Orleans before you give us your three picks?
And to me, the fascinating part of this game is the way Vegas has responded to Jared Goff. Right now, if there was an announcement made that Keenum was going to replace Goff, the Rams would be upgraded about 2 points.
Wow.
So the Vegas kind of grade or assessment is maybe midterm, maybe long-term Goff benefits the Rams, but right now he is a downgrade. And if you're a downgrade compared to Case Keenum, that's not a good thing.
not impressed with that first game. All right. Let's try to blow through these because we're a little short on time today, RJ, but we'll start with your big dog game. You got the New York Jets plus 8 hosting the New England Patriots. What's the thinking behind that?
We're going big dog on the Jets here. It's a big brother, little brother scenario. Now, what does that mean? That means the big brother, they're playing against their little brother. They'd like to win, but hey, it's not their, it's not a passion for them. The little brother, they want nothing more than to beat that big brother.
Can I guess that the little brother is the New York Jets?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Last six times they've played these two teams, the Jets have covered all six against the Vegas spread in those games. And it's difficult to lay over a TD anytime the NFL. Even the Pats only covered 4 of the last 14 times doing this. The Patriots are tired. This is their fourth road game out of the last 5 games. And the Jets, last thing here, they had a home game 2 weeks ago, a bye, now another home game. They're going to be so focused on this game. Jets plus 8.
That's a bold pick. It is. Best bet. I got to give RJ a lot of credit. He was liking the Redskins before a lot of the country caught up with the fact that they're better than maybe we thought they were. You've got them plus 7 against the Dallas Cowboys, who are the hottest team in the NFL. What's going on here?
Yeah, we like to buy cheap. We always talk about that and sell when they're high. 9 straight covers for the Cowboys. Now think of this, listeners. You flip a coin 9 straight times. If you get 9 straight heads, It's 500-1 against, over actually, 500-1 against. So this is not just numbers. This is a big number now, 500-1. And people have been doubling their money betting on Dallas. So what are we going to do? We're going to fade it, right? Because last week we faded it. We lost. But you, if you feel like you have an edge, you got to keep going, even if randomness goes against you. By the way, Redskins, they're hot too. They've covered 7 of their last 8 games. But people aren't talking about it as much, so we are getting Washington cheap. Dallas is expensive, so we're taking the value Skins plus 7.
Fascinating. All right, and your big game, Monday nights have been tough for you this season, RJ. This week you
that
got
is
the,
true. That you, is so true.
But you keep featuring them. That's what I love about you. The Eagles minus 3.5 over the Green Bay Packers. It's pretty much over for the Packers this year, it's looking like, right?
You know, Bob Seger did Hollywood Nights. There should be like a Monday night song that's bluesy for me. We're going with the Eagles minus 3.5. And this is really a pick against Green Bay, you're right. Now, they're not good, right? They're 4-6 on the season. Now, how will they respond? Well, some teams, their back's against the wall. They fight really hard, fight out of it. What we've seen after Green Bay lost to the Colts, Aaron Rodgers called out his team, said we need more effort. They've lost 2 straight games since then. And Green Bay is not good on the road. Even during the high times, 2012 onward, 19 and 22 straight up on the road. Even worse with injuries. Green Bay is very injured, but not a lot of big names. On the other hand, you got a Philadelphia team that's trending upwards, and the city is so excited. This is a Monday night game. Philly's excited. This season at home, they've won all 4 home games, and they've covered, Philly has, all 4 home games against the spread. Big pick of the week. Monday night, we're staring into the teeth of the monster. Monday night, Philly minus 3.5.
All right, and the best bet was Redskins plus 7 at Dallas, the big dog, the New York Jets plus 8 hosting the New England Patriots, and the Rams plus 7 at New Orleans, you said. And
I feel like RJ's trying to go 0-3.
What, really?
I just feel that way.
Hey, just to be clear, I don't like the Rams in that game. That was just the lines. The Rams are a 7-point dog.
Oh, I see.
But,
okay.
But I don't want any piece of Goff right now.
Gotcha. Okay, fair enough. Pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider for the Associated Press. As Stryker mentioned, RJ is a great follow on Twitter if you love the sports like we do, at RJ in Vegas. And, of course, the website is pregame.com. Have yourself a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend, sir. We'll do it again next time.
You too, guys. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, Kevin, I don't know if you noticed, but it is Wednesday, and you know what that means.
It means Weekly World News Wednesday.
Well, I'm sorry.
Right?
That's not what we're doing,
Guys, I'm not too late, am I? I'm too late, am I?
Ralph, we've been doing the show without you all day.
I know, I'm sorry.
Stryker's doing the showbiz.
I know, let him keep doing it. That's fine. But I heard you guys were going to do the wheel, and I didn't want to miss it, so I just drove in.
Wow.
Yeah, I just wanted to come by today just because of the wheel. And then I'm leaving right after the wheel. You won't hear me again after this.
You can't stick around for 10 minutes to do the showbiz?
I'm going
to
do this wheel, and then I got to get out of here again.
Okay.
Well, we appreciate that, Ralph, and you are once again correct. It is the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices like we do on Wednesday. This is where we spin the wheel, and then we do a deep dive to find out a little bit more about one of the stories in the news that involves an animal. We got some great things on the wheel today that we can choose from. What might it land on here, Kevin?
We have the unadoptable sad-faced cat. We have the human-faced pig with a penis on his forehead.
Take that one off the wheel.
Nope.
Aren't you at all curious, Ralph, what it's like for that poor little pig?
I think that story, everything you need is in that headline. I don't think it needs to go any further than that.
The Cyclops goat is on the wheel. The human attacking Australian crows.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that's a very serious problem in Australia this
season. There's a human attacking Australian crows? Is that there in Australia? That's a bad idea.
I think the crows are attacking humans.
Ah,
that's correct.
I believe. There's Jeremy, the loneliest snail that found love.
Oh, Jeremy.
Right? That's a nice story. Kamikaze squirrel getting revenge on local alderman. And the American pandas not adjusting to life in China.
Oh, must be hard for those pandas.
Right?
All right. So we have no idea what story it will land on. Let's do the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
It's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. Where do you think it's going to land?
No.
It's going to be pretty bad, but Kevin and me don't care, so we'll do it anyway. It's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
exciting.
That was a great spin, by the way.
Come on, Piglet with the penis-shaped head, or whatever that one was.
It's the American pandas not adjusting to life in China.
Yay! All right, now what's the story here? I'm very confused. How did American pandas end up in China, and why are they having so much trouble with it?
All right, this is my understanding of the story.
Okay.
China loaned us two giant pandas.
All right.
Mui Lun and Mui Huan.
All right.
Okay, so they loan them to the Atlanta Zoo.
Okay.
The parents have baby pandas, which are also born in the United States at the Atlanta Zoo. But China took both the parents and the kids back to China.
Okay.
And now the Chinese children, the kids, are having trouble adjusting to the Chinese lifestyle because they're Americans.
I think you're very close with what you've just described there. However, Mei Lin and Mei Huan are the kids who were born in America. They are the three-year-old pandas that now find themselves for the first time ever living in a foreign land. They've been raised in America so far. Now, somehow, they end up in China, and they're very confused and having a lot of trouble adjusting to their adopted homeland.
I'll take that as a win.
So we asked producer Dave, is there anyone we could talk to about this story? And I don't know who's going to be on the phone. Perhaps somebody from the Chengdu research base of giant panda breeding might be on the phone. Let's find out. Hello there.
God damn, you're confused.
Wait, who is this?
This is Mei Lun.
You're one of the 3-year-old pandas that's now living in China?
I am. I'm one of the twins.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You and Mel.
Mei Lun and Mei Huan.
Okay.
And you can call me Lonnie.
Lonnie. Okay,
and call my brother Yui.
Okay, so you.
We
don't
know what these Mei Lun, Mei Huan names are. They all sound crazy to us.
Well, they probably make a lot of sense back in China, but not so much for you being an American, right?
Yeah, I'm born in Atlanta.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is a very confusing
Go Falcons.
Time for you.
What?
Go Falcons!
You're really
a
American
football team?
Yeah, I'm from Atlanta.
No, I heard that.
Okay,
but you're also a panda.
Why are you so confused? You don't know the names of me or my parents or what football is or nothing. Did they adopt you from another zoo and put you there?
That would explain a lot.
It sure would.
All right. So I understand that you are having trouble understanding Chinese, for starters, because you're so used to being taught in English.
I've been taught. You know, when they sent us to school here in Atlanta?
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, went all through the 8th grade learning English.
Mm-hmm.
And then they adopt us out and send us back to Chinatown. And now I don't even know what anybody's saying to me.
Well, you're not in Chinatown as much as you're in the country of China. And their language can be very complex for anyone.
It's the whole country?
Yes, it's an entirely different country.
Damn,
yes.
I didn't know I went that far. They hit me with a dart.
I see. Okay.
I went to sleep and I woke up and everybody's talking to me in all kinds of languages.
Okay, now, I also am told that that you and your brother refuse to eat the local Chinese food. You miss the food back home in the U.S.
Yeah, you know what they try to serve us here? Steamed bread.
What? Steamed bread?
Yeah.
I've never even heard of that.
Oh, yum, yum. Eat up. Here you go. Here's your big plate of steamed bread. What the serious hell is that all about?
And what kinds of foods were you used to back home in Georgia?
Oh, I loved animal crackers.
Animal crackers. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That sounds better.
Especially the pandas. They're delicious.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
But I like animal crackers. Someone shut that bird up.
Seriously. That bird needs to die.
Kind of overdid the sound effects a little bit.
You need to take out that bird.
This breeding area has got all kinds of problems. Yeah, I like crackers. And they're trying to give me the bamboo.
Uh-huh.
First of all, you make furniture out of that. You don't make food.
Yeah.
And apples and stuff. I like good old American food.
Uh-huh.
And they don't give me none of that.
So you're refusing to eat. You must be starving.
Oh, I'm so hungry. I go for a plate of ribs and some nut pie. Got any nut pie?
I thought that pandas didn't eat meat. I guess I was confused by that. I thought you guys were vegetarian.
All depends what she looks like, right? Who's with me? Go, Falcon! Hello? Are we done?
Yeah, I feel like we are.
I think we are, too.
All right. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54.
All right, another quick reminder, 9 o'clock this morning, be in location with Lightning in a Bottle. Our man Lightning, dressed up in a beer bottle outfit, is going to be today in Fountain Valley at the Miles Square Park there at the Fountain Valley Sports Complex on Brookhurst, just south of Edinger, right across the street from the Denny's. And we're giving you that location so that you can swing on by at 9 o'clock. We're going to find out who has the most memorabilia from the acts playing this year's K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016. So you look around and you go, hey, I've got a Blink-182 t-shirt and I've got a Kings of Leon Kelly on CD, and I got a Jimmy Eat World bumper sticker. You know, you just put all those things together.
All those 1,000 ticket stubs from Weezer.
That's possible, too.
Right? Yeah.
Head on down to that location where Lightning is. Whoever has the most items wins tickets to both nights of the sold-out K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016.
Bean, I'm just curious. Of all the bands that are playing, there's 16. Is there one that you think is the best live, according to you?
Wow, that's a tough question because there's so many good live bands this year in particular. Yep. I mean, I think Green Day is the can't miss.
That would be my guess too. Because they're back, and when they come back strong.
They're coming back with a vengeance right now. They're playing with passion. Yeah. You know, but look, Beck is one of the all-time great live performers. I mean, you know, we've been so lucky enough to have him at multiple shows over the years, and he puts on a phenomenal show. Obviously, there's a reason why Weezer keeps coming back. You know, Jimmy Eat World is so much fun. Blink 182, so much fun. It's a tough choice. And don't sleep on some of these bands earlier in the night too. Like we had the Strumbellas on our show a couple of months ago. They're incredible. Group Love, great live.
Bishop Briggs. Don't sleep on her. This is a girl who really, she was at Weenie Roast this year, and then all of a sudden she was opening up for Coldplay, and she has some really good songs, and just to give her some love here on the radio in the morning, she's just not a girl that, like, fit a dress. She is a hard worker who played to, like, six people around L.A. with nobody watching her and writing her songs and honing her craft, and she is really good.
That always bums me out. Most of the people get there early for acoustic, but some people wait until, you know, two or three bands in, I think they're really missing out on that.
100%.
All right, so good luck winning that.
Yeah, Lightning in Fountain Valley this morning. Good luck with that. That's the voice of our friend Ted Stryker. He's in for Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat here on a Wednesday. What's going on?
I'm kicking it off with this.
With eight to play, Neil Young for the lead.
Swaggy P last night. The Lakers are over 500 for the fourth time this season. They're 8-7. They beat OKC last night. They had lost 8 in a row to that particular team. Luke Walton is giving us hope. I am a lifelong Lakers fan. They are looking good. I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs, but that's fine. But the young team is really fun to
watch.
But
how long has it been? How long has it been since you've seen the crowd, like on that last second shot, just jump out of their seats and go crazy? It's been a long time.
Kevin, it's been a really long time.
So it's pretty sweet to see.
It is very sweet. And of all the players to hit a game-winning shot, the guy who many people thought would not even be on the squad this year, Swaggy P. He's going to be trade bait later in the year to get someone else. That's my feeling. All right, so 600 episodes. The marathon kicks off tomorrow on FXX. I am talking about The Simpsons. They are playing all the episodes in chronological order. It starts at 12 noon tomorrow, which leads me to this, and it started today on Snapchat. They have the Simpsons-themed Snapchat filters you can check out.
Fantastic.
Yes, I am Ted R. Stryker on Snapchat. I love doing the filters. I just sometimes use the filters and download the shots and save them. And then while you're watching the marathon, there's going to be some codes that they're going to have on there, and you can open up other filters if you would like
to
do
that. I'm number one. Victory is mine.
Right.
So kiss my behind.
Right.
Boom, chaka-laka-laka.
Right.
In your face. Boo. Cha. Ka-chaka-kao. Ba. Boo. Ba. Who's your daddy? Ba-doo-ba-doo.
600 episodes.
That's so strong. Yeah.
Incredible. All right. So I was at the airport this morning at 4:15. I took the freeways, I took streets, and it was somewhat crowded out there. 48.7 million Americans will be traveling 50 miles or more. The most common way to travel over this Thanksgiving is by car. The top 10 places people are going over Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Bean, Seattle, number 10. Then Philly, Fort Lauderdale, Anaheim, probably because of Disneyland. New Orleans.
Oh, wow. Bean's got two of them covered.
Yep. Number 5, New York City. Number 4, Orlando. Then San Diego. Number 2, San Francisco. And what do you guys think the number one destination for Thanksgiving? What city?
Los Angeles.
Bean?
Did you say Chicago already?
No, I'd like to change mine.
I'll guess Chicago.
I'd like to change mine.
Yes?
Fresno.
You were close on Fresno. Vegas.
Vegas! Las Vegas. Of course.
And just in case you're traveling with food, the TSA said you can carry on turkey. I don't think a live one, but turkey, duck, chicken, and turducken. You can carry that on.
But they have to be able to taste it as you go through the line and make sure that it's done.
They have to put the finger in the turkey to see if the stuffing's there. Kathy Griffin, who, by the way, is 56 years old.
Yeah, I know.
She looks incredible.
She does. We just had her in the studio a couple weeks ago, and she looks as good as ever.
I would like to meet her, but her new book dropped today, and I rarely use that line, but her new book is out. But she talks about one of her run-ins with John Hamm, and she just completely calls out John Hamm. He had just finished a day of filming Mad Men. Then there was a party afterwards at an agent's house, and Kathy Griffin was sitting next to John Hamm. Kathy said in her book, he proceeded to get very drunk during the coffee table portion, and then when it came time for dinner, they were sitting next to each other, and he just kept butting in, and he was interrupting Jack Nicholson. And then he whispered into Kathy Griffin's ear, "You're so old."
Really?
Yes. That's
why would he do something like that?
Because the poor guy, well, handsome and talented, but an alcoholic. He has had treatment for that, and I think he was just completely sauced. And that's why he did that.
Kathy's book, she has run into every celebrity available.
And she talks
a lot
about
of good
it.
Stories in those in that book.
Yeah. Yep, she's really good. I like her. All right, celebrating a birthday today, the great Chris Hardwick, who looks 33, is 45.
Justin, hardest working man in show business right there.
Yeah, he's doing well. Justin Turner, you know him from the Dodgers. He's currently a free agent. Re-sign that man. Justin Turner, with his red hair, is 32, and Miley Cyrus is 24.
And I'm sticking out my tongue a lot and stuff like that, and like dancing with teddy bears and stuff like that. And yeah, it's pretty cool.
I love her. I'm at Ted Stryker, and I just ruined the showbiz beat.
Just ahead of the holiday weekend, how about taking a look at some of the movies that are opening up? You know, Ralph Garman is out today, made an early exit to Las Vegas. Apparently, we just learned the most visited city in the U.S. for Thanksgiving, which I would not have suspected. But filling in for him with the movie beat is our old friend Russ Leatherman. He is the movie man himself at 6 Second Reviews and 6secondreviews.com. Hey, Russ, how you doing, buddy?
Why is it the most visited city under any circumstance ever?
It always is, right?
But why?
Gambling and drinking.
Okay, that's good.
And strippers and coke.
Okay.
You need all more?
Right. No, but now that you took the conversation that direction, I want you to know that my daughter is literally sitting here staring at me while I do this.
Oops. Okay.
No. I'm just saying I may have to cut back on the, you know, parking lot pregame
sure.
talk.
I got gotcha. You. Yeah, so we got gotcha. You. So you're yeah. going to have to do an opposite review from last week.
Right. Exactly right.
So, Russ, this is a wonderful time of year from now to the end of the year for people who love movies, because every weekend there's a little something for everybody out there, for the families who are looking for things to do for the holidays, also for people who are into the serious Oscar bait. I mean, you got everything happening right now, right?
Yeah, I like what you did there, Bean, because it's true. It is the best time of year for movies. You have the big blockbusters, you have the little tiny independent films, but let's start with maybe the big blockbuster of the, well, until Star Wars comes, right. The holiday season, because Disney's just killing it. They have figured out how to do this time and time again, and they're doing it again with Moana, right?
Maui, shapeshifter, demigod of the wind and sea, I am
hero of men.
What?
It's actually Maui, shapeshifter, demigod of the wind and sea, hero of men. I interrupted from the top. Hero of men. Go. I'm not going on a mission with some little girl.
This is my canoe, and you will journey to different...
Did not see that coming.
That sounds like The Rock making making a little girl's life miserable.
It is The Rock, and it sounds like you. This is my canoe, and you get off of it. It is. You know what? Like I said, Disney has figured this out, because like Frozen, Tangled, Brave.
Yeah.
We could go on and on. They're these stories of young female empowerment, and now is actually a great time to have something like that. And it's really, to me, it's super interesting because Disney also owns Pixar. And as you know, this is a Disney animated movie. It's not Pixar, but it looks so good. The stories are so good that they've really come together.
Wow, right? Great.
Like Pixar not necessarily has the upper hand over these Disney movies. So this is a great family movie. It looks fantastic. And even if you don't have, any young kids, you just go grab one, go check the movie out.
I'm sorry, did you say grab a kid?
I don't think that's the advice we're given here.
Yeah, don't grab one. Just pick one up.
Right. And by the way, and I don't know anything about little kids and what they like, but when I first started seeing the commercials for Moana, I thought, well, that's a princess movie. That's going to be for little girls. But then it seemed like they really started ramping up the adventure aspect of it that might be appealing to boys. So I just think they're hitting everybody here with this one.
It's totally true. They have the secret sauce. They have figured out the recipe, and they're doing it every year. And this will be the biggest family film of the season.
Your daughter's sitting in front of you, and you're talking about secret sauce?
Well, not that kind of secret.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
All right, let's move on to a sequel that has been many, many years in the making. In fact, it's been so long since the original Bad Santa came out that half the cast of the original movie is already dead. But is it worth going back to the trough for Bad Santa 2?
Yeah, speaking of secret sauce, Kevin, this is the kind you are actually talking about, I think. Because Billy Bob Thornton, he's back. Now, the first movie, pretty big success, right? He's the grumpiest Santa in Chicago. In this movie, he joins up with his angry sidekick, as you know, to rip off a charity on Christmas Eve. Here's a clip.
Look at Santa Claus, did you? The hell are you looking at me so funny for?
Sorry, Santa. I had to go.
Oh, is that you? Thought it was me.
We got a job, Willie. I'm talking millions this time. I got an associate who's got this thing all lined up.
What's it been, 15 years?
Mom.
Well, you still hit like your daddy.
Eat me.
What, you don't trust your mother?
Yeah, I trust her about as far as I can throw you.
Damn it!
And I trust you about as far as I can throw her.
See, I don't know. Still sounds funny to me, Russ.
Well, that was Kathy Bates, and those are abuse jokes.
Yes, that is accurate.
Nothing as good time like some abuse. But you know what? You're on to something, because the first movie was a marginal-sized hit. They made another one. This one could be good. Here's your six-second review.
The Movie Man's six-second review starts now.
Bad Santa 2 is like cranberry sauce. Some people love it, but mostly it just tastes like crap. I'm out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that movie blows.
Oh, Russ. Come on. Kathy Bates is so great. Tony Cox is back. Billy Bob Thornton, it's a great role for him. Christina Hendricks is in this one. Why is it no good?
I'm so in.
Well, I knew you would be in. I knew you would be. But I'll say this, where the joke kind of felt fresh and funny the first time.
Uh-huh.
They just feel a little regurgitated and rehashed, and they're beating the same dead horse. But what says good times beating a dead horse?
Right, exactly. That's my point.
Okay.
All right.
Fantastic.
And the final big movie of the weekend is the one that was in the headlines a few weeks ago when Brangelina broke up. It was rumored at the time that Brad was having an affair with his real-life co-star from this film, allied Marion Cotillard. When you watch this movie, how's their chemistry, Russ?
It's interesting you say that, because it's a World War II movie. They meet, they fall in love, but the war's going to tear them apart. It's interesting you bring up the chemistry, because I would say chemistry, not so good.
Is that right?
But you know what they say. Where there's no chemistry on screen, they're banging it out off screen.
I wasn't aware that that was a tradition.
Yeah, I don't know they say that. But they also say, once a cheater, always a cheater, right?
Yeah.
Now, the thing that made me suspect about this, Bean, is when these rumors started happening, she came out right away and made a statement.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Aren't you guilty? As soon as you come out right away and make a statement, doesn't that make you guilty?
No, it doesn't at all, because she said, look, I'm not interested in Brad Pitt as anything other than a friend, and I have a real-life, long-time boyfriend that I'm expecting a child with.
All right.
Poor Russ. Neither of us agree with him ever. She's just trying to clear her good name. She was dragged into that drama that had nothing to do with her.
You don't know that, Bean.
That's true. That is true. That is actually true.
You don't know that. He did it the first time. Same exact setup.
All right, what about the movie?
Oh, the movie's fine.
Okay.
It is what it is. You love yourself some World War II romantic drama. It's fine. And there's some decent action, so it's okay. I will tell you, Brad Pitt, not all that convincing.
Oh, is that right?
Well, there's some stars that are so big that when you're watching them, you just kind of get pulled out of the movie.
Yeah, you go, oh, that's Brad Pitt playing whoever.
And that kind of felt like that to me. But the good news is there are so many good movies in theaters right now. I mean, we talked about Moana, Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Fantastic Beasts, that's great. Oh, go see that.
So great. Did you see Doctor Strange?
I didn't yet. That's another one I need to catch up on.
So great.
Can't wait.
And Doctor Strange, I don't know if she's listening, but the parking lot, not a bad idea.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
For Doctor Strange. But we also talked about, you know, some of the little movies. Manchester by the Sea is in theaters.
Yep.
That's depressing as hell, but it's good.
Right.
Might make you cry, but it's good.
All right.
And then, of course, coming up, we have the big Star Wars movie, and that's going to be the killer of the holiday movie season. So.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. It's a great time to be a guy who watches movies for a living. You can follow along with Russ Leatherman at 6 Second Reviews on Twitter, and the website, of course, is 6secondreviews.com. Have a fantastic Thanksgiving holiday weekend, sir. Thanks for being on with us. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a great one, guys.
Thank you.
I'm not going to lie, that pizza you guys have sounds pretty good today.
BJ's dropped us off some pizza and some pizookies or pizookies, depending on...
That's the way to get into the weekend.
How you want to
that's a Thanksgiving meal.
Along with ice cream.
Wow.
That's a Thanksgiving
pretty
meal.
Pretty sweet.
That's the best day ever.
They also brought it by poker night, guys' night out at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino. So this is awesome.
Brought us beer. Oh, yeah.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, by the way, I am seeing more articles than ever before because of the political dissension that's going on. Families ripped apart by this election just passed. And I actually saw an article yesterday, Kevin, on a lady who's having – they've split up the family into two separate Thanksgivings. They have a Clinton camp Thanksgiving and a Trump thing because they can't be in the same room.
Look,
too raw.
Everybody hates the other side. I get it. But can't you do a no politics zone? Can't you just for a day say no politics?
Yes, I think that's a very wise solution to that. But I do think they're – even having said that, if you know your parents voted for Trump and you didn't, you're still glaring at them and you're still not exactly having a good time. But look, politics is just one way that Thanksgiving can be tough because a lot of times families are getting together that don't see each other all that often. And they kind of do it out of tradition and obligation, more out of desire. Yeah.
They don't see each other a lot of times because – they may not like each other.
They don't get along, yeah. But something about Thanksgiving comes around, and I go, well, I guess I got to see my mom that I hate, and then they end up having to share a meal with it. And there's always one person, or oftentimes there's one person that you're really dreading being at Thanksgiving. Maybe it's your uncle who's a little handsy. Maybe it's Dave who just wants to poo-poo on Thanksgiving, one of the world's greatest holidays.
The worst holiday.
Like, who wants Dave at their dinner table when all he's going to do is complain about Thanksgiving?
Here's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about who is going to ruin your Thanksgiving, most likely. Who's going to ruin your Thanksgiving? My answer is Dave, the King of Mexico. Now, it's not because of politics.
No, it's not at all.
This is a strange reason to hate Thanksgiving. Dave, why do you hate it?
The food. The food is terrible.
All of it?
All of it.
Isn't
How
there,
can you say that?
Isn't there
okay,
15
I'm sorry, not
different
all
things?
Of it. Stuffing is actually pretty decent.
Okay, but, stuffing.
Stuffing.
What but about that's okay, it. You hate turkey?
Yeah,
what
turkey
about
sucks.
What about ham?
A lot of ham there. Listen, ham's fine, but ham's not a traditional Thanksgiving meal. It's
it
not.
Is for some people. A lot of people
no,
do
it's
have
not.
Ham.
It's not. The people make ham because turkey sucks.
No, it
That's
is possible.
Why they
that,
make ham.
It is possible that people do put it out as an alternative. Sure.
Yes, because turkey is terrible.
Okay, so they put out ham. All good.
Well, it's better than turkey.
Okay.
But it's not traditional Thanksgiving meal.
But what about sweet potatoes? Sweet potatoes are magnificent.
Nope. Terrible.
What about deviled eggs? Great.
Deviled eggs? Didn't know they were a Thanksgiving
They're absolutely a Thanksgiving
I
thing.
I did not know that. I'm okay with deviled eggs. I'll allow it. but
Dave,
I've never heard of
who
Thanksgiving.
Hates it? We were tossing out things like this to Dave in the office. We were saying, who hates everything?
I mean, what do you want? Yams?
No, no one eats yams ever.
Right. Some people like it. I don't, so I just don't take it. But I take everything else and I'm happy.
You want cranberry sauce?
No.
Yes.
No,
what about corn?
Wants it.
What about corn?
Corn's
cranberry
an everyday meal.
Corn
it's
is
not,
great.
Corn is great.
Corn's an everyday meal. It's
so what?
Yeah,
you're
it's
eating it.
It's good.
Special about corn.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
What about pumpkin pie? Pecan pie?
Pumpkin pie's decent. But pecan pie, meh.
Those are great items.
No, they're not. And you know what's good? McRibs. McRibs are back. Just get a McRib, take it to your family, get some pizza, take it to your family. Everyone will be much happier. No one will ever fight. I just saw Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving wasn't a problem. Thanksgiving was something that 99% of the people are already delighted with the meal.
Dave, you know why they're talking about politics? It's because they don't want to be they don't want to be eating turkey. So they're talking
about that's pretty true.
So if you give them pizza or a McRib, guess what? They're eating that and not talking about politics.
But wait a minute. You said corn's an everyday meal.
Yeah.
McRib happens for like a month.
Yeah, it's seasonal. So
all right.
There
so,
you go.
Okay.
I just saw
so
Thanksgiving
we don't want
for
Dave
everybody
in any
else.
Of our houses.
We definitely we don't want Dave at any of our parties. That's for sure. Dave is a Thanksgiving againster is what he is.
I'm a all Thanksgiving right. truther.
Who's the person that you're going to have to see tomorrow that you already know is going to be trouble, is going to probably ruin Thanksgiving for you, and you dread it, but they've got to be invited because they're family? 1-800-520-1067. Looking forward to this. We'll take your calls next on K-Rock. Thanksgiving weekend is here, and I think you know what that means.
White meat, dark meat, all will be carved.
Plus,
you'll come home for the holidays in a body bag.
And finally,
this year, there will be no leftovers.
It also means that you're going to be having an uncomfortable dinner tomorrow afternoon with somebody you would prefer not to spend time with, but out of obligation you have to because it's Thanksgiving. Who's the person that's ruining your Thanksgiving? You already know in advance who that's going to be. Let's take some calls at 1-800-520-1067. Let's say hi to lovely Rocky on line one, please. She's calling us from Northridge to get us started here.
Hey, Rocky, it's funny, but you were the very first person to call when we were starting to talk about this topic.
Oh, because it got me.
Okay. Who is going to ruin your Thanksgiving?
It's that one person that you make the mistake of asking the how are you to.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just go off, and it's like they give you every bad thing that's ever happened to them in their entire life, and you're stuck.
Oh, so you say, how are you, just as a general, I'm fine, how are you, just like a greeting, and they list all the bad things?
Yes, and I try to avoid it. It's kind of my policy. I just say, hey, nice to see you, and I try to avoid the how are you question altogether,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes it slips, and then you're stuck listening to how they pretty much got TB from, like, some toddler 5 years ago, and it's just never left them.
Wow.
And then the classic, you know, the one-upper, the cousin who's always...
Oh, you know. Have both?
Oh.
You have the world is falling and the one-upper?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, the one-upper, that's a tough one.
Yeah, so just avoid all general questions and just stick to it. Nice seeing you. Pass the rules.
Okay. Well, good luck. I hope you may drink heavily if necessary.
Well, I
got to
tell you, I had
tomorrow.
A hard my year. Roll, I said pass the rolls.
Thank you for the call,
alcohol,
Rocky.
So.
We really
alcohol, right. Thank you, Rocky.
We appreciate it. Let's go to Rob, line two, please. Rancho Cucamonga up next. Rob, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. Who is going to ruin your holiday meal tomorrow?
Good morning, guys. Well, for me, it's actually going to be my grandmother-in-law, actually.
Grandmother-in-law.
Yeah, she's a lovely lady, love her most of the time, but anytime we get around holidays or anything, she just gets super depressed. Literally, last year for Thanksgiving, she did the prayer at the table, and she prayed for death.
No, oh, no! Hold on a second now, because that sounds like that might be awesome.
No, what's
are you
about
kidding?
An old lady praying for death? There's nothing awesome about
what's
that.
What's more the opposite of Thanksgiving than Nana praying for death?
I you know what? We can't help but laugh, and it's a funny thing, but every year we're just...
Can I come to your house, Rob?
Oh, you can definitely come to my house. I'm telling you, to probably help her out and choke her or something. No, but you know what? Let me say something else. Dave can suck it, because who doesn't like turkey?
Right,
absolutely.
And even if
yes.
you don't like turkey, there's so many other
there's
things.
There's so much other great food, absolutely. Thank you for the call, Rob. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Appreciate
I could go
to that.
His
Let's
house
go to line
Grandma pray for death.
Line four, Huntington Beach. Let's say hi to Davey. He already knows who's going to ruin his Thanksgiving.
Hey, Davey.
Hey, what's up?
Who's going to ruin your Thanksgiving?
My uncle's bringing his new wife
okay.
to the table, but my aunt is coming by herself.
Oh, so his ex is going to be there by herself, and he's bringing the new wife.
So I don't know which one of the three is going to ruin it, but it's going to be a three-way tie, I think.
Oh, you better keep your phone recording the entire meal just so you make sure to get whatever fight breaks out.
Agreed.
Oh, yeah,
you have any of those spy cameras you could put up on the wall? Because I want to see what happens. I want to see what happens at your house.
Oh, it's going to get violent.
How long have your aunt and uncle been apart?
Oh, man, like 5 years.
Yeah, that's not enough time.
Do either of them pray for sweet death?
No,
he works with his new wife. So he brought her a year or two ago, and we thought it was just a friend from work.
Oh.
And now they've, you know, now they're married.
Now they're doing it. All right, we got it. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. That's unfortunate.
It's not ideal.
Let's go to Lee, Hollywood. She is in, she's on line 7, please.
All right. Hi, Lee.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Happy Gobble Day.
Thanks to you, too. Who's going to ruin your Thanksgiving?
Uncle Sal.
Uncle Sal.
Uncle Sal.
Yeah.
Is that Jimmy Kimmel's cousin Sal?
I know. It sounds like it, but no.
Okay.
No, I'm Italian, too. So.
What's the problem with Sal?
Sal has a medical condition, and he has phlegm.
Oh.
As soon as he starts to eat.
Oh, no.
Phlegm comes out of everywhere.
Oh, no.
His nose, his mouth, his ears.
Who? What?
Phlegm comes out of his ears.
I'm pretty sure phlegm can't technically come out of an ear.
This guy is, he needs surgery, and he's refusing. It's really sick. And he needs at least one whole roll of paper towels. Clean it up.
Just this message for the rest of our listeners.
Who's hungry?
Okay,
yeah,
back to you.
No kidding. I think a lot of people are feeling so much better about their Thanksgiving tomorrow thanks to hearing Lee's story.
Wow.
It's happened 3 times, and we don't know what to do. We want to put him on a separate table because it ruins our appetite.
Yeah, you put him at the phlegm table. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, there's a phlegm table.
Thank you for the call.
It's not like you can't invite Uncle Sal, the poor old guy. It's not his fault. He's not doing it on purpose.
Oh, I think you could not invite Uncle Sal.
Well, maybe.
Give him the wrong address or something. Let's go to Steven in North Hollywood. He may have an answer for all of us. Hey, Steven.
Hey, Kevin and Dean. Good morning.
Who's going to ruin your Thanksgiving?
I don't think anyone's going to ruin it. Me and Mom are going to start cooking probably around 11 a.m., maybe a little bit earlier, and we're probably going to start with wine.
Oh, I see. So no one can ruin yours because you're going to be drunk.
Pretty much. It's just wine, maybe till around 2 o'clock, and then we'll open up a bottle of rum, and then who cares, really?
So the answer to who's going to ruin your Thanksgiving is you.
I'm a happy drunk.
Okay, I'm glad. And have a great Thanksgiving.
106.7.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
Come on,
man. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:51.
Be professional, man.
I'm eating.
You have chocolate on your lip, by the way.
The song was ending. Come on.
You want to do something about it?
Hey, no. We're going to go out to Fountain Valley just
you
after
want me
nine.
To lick it off?
All right. Come on, you two.
Sorry.
Go down to Fountain Valley and talk to our man, Lightning, who once again is in a bottle, and he is going to be giving away tickets to both nights of the sold-out K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016. We're going to meet a huge K-Rock fan with the most memorabilia from bands on both nights. That should be fun. That's on the way. First, though, Ted Stryker is in for Ralph Garman with another look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Wednesday.
So, I work in the afternoon on K-Rock, very lucky to have any gig, and when I'm hungry, it's for licorice, it's $1.25.
Okay.
Seeds, you can get healthy for like 95 cents, candy 95 cents, and I go spend my money in the machine.
Right, which works about one-fifth of the time.
I have better odds than that, actually, but what I'm getting to is this. I have filled in for the great Ralph Garman many times, and 92% of the time, you guys have free meals here. Not just like a crappy cold sandwich, but huge amounts of food. And I'm like, what the hell? So I would love to be back here, even if I'm not on the air, just to hang out and eat your free food. We get nothing.
Okay. You're welcome just to sit in the next room and eat.
That's what I would like to do.
Okay.
And lick the chocolate off your lip.
Happy to help.
The Powerball is valued at $359 million tonight.
Wow.
If you're feeling lucky, which makes me think in 1998 when I was living in Tucson, my dad asked me if I would drive to Blythe, California, which is the halfway point between Tucson and L.A. It's about a four-hour drive.
It's in the middle of nowhere, right on the border.
Yeah. Right on the border, California side. Why do you want me to go there? Because only people in cockamamie cities win the lottery. So I drove out there, and I bought him $50 worth of tickets.
Uh-huh.
You know how much we won?
I hope. $359 million.
Minus $359. $0.00. This is a friendly reminder that Gilmore Girls, the season, is on Netflix. It's going to be debuting this Friday. Each episode, there's four episodes, are around 90 minutes long. So it's like a movie for each episode. And each episode is named after a season, like spring, summer, autumn, etc.
Stryker, were you into the Gilmore Girls at the time when they were on?
0%.
Okay.
Nope. How about you?
I love them. I love them. I can't wait. I'm very excited about this.
What is the, if you could, in two sentences, what is the plot of Gilmore Girls?
Well, I mean, it's just, it's a, you know, family drama, just a romance and getting along with relatives and making your way through this crazy world of ours.
All right, pretty good.
Sounds great.
Abe Lincoln said that Thanksgiving would be the fourth Thursday in November. But in 1939, it was President Roosevelt who moved it up a week because he wanted to help the economy in the Depression area. That really didn't catch on, so it was moved back 2 years later. Thursday football games. We all watch those games.
Yeah.
The same two teams have played every Thanksgiving since 1920. Kevin, those two teams are?
Detroit, Dallas.
Yes! Very good!
Stop talking to me.
Wow!
Like I'm special needs.
Well, you're...
Just move on.
All right, empty. Wait, do you have those shirts? You got the shirts still, right? The empty?
I'm on empty
shirts.
The Zero Club.
Oh, the Zero Club.
It's not I'm on empty.
Whatever the hell it is.
We do have those, yeah.
Wild turkeys can run 20 miles per hour when they are scared. That's another fact. I thought Bean would probably like that one.
Okay.
All right. Anytime I can work in A Tribe Called Quest, I get excited because I think they are one of the greatest bands of all time. And if it comes to hip-hop, I say NWA, Public Enemy, DOSFX, Beastie Boys, and A Tribe Called Quest. Their latest album, the first full-length that they have released, the one since 1990, which was the Love Movement. It debuted at number one, which is incredible. And I want to play you a little sample. I played this song for the 420, and this is We the People. You masses overlooking street art, better yet street smart, but you keep. And that's Fife Dawg. And then he goes on to talk about it's like Tony Romo throwing to Jason Witten. So the news is this. Not only did that album debut at number one, but I'm sure you guys do know this news, that we lost Fife Dawg. He passed away this past year. But it has been revealed that he's going to have a solo record coming out. And I think that is huge. I cannot wait to hear that. And maybe one day, Tribe Called Quest in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I love them.
I love them,
too. I love them. This new album is great.
Jack White is on the new record. Elton John, Andre 3000, Kendrick Lamar. It is so well done, and it sounds like A Tribe, but for 2016. And then you got Scenario, Check the Rhyme, I Left My Wallet in El Segundo. Just the best. All right, celebrating birthdays today. Chris Hardwick is 45. Justin Turner from the Dodgers and his red hair, 32. And Miley Cyrus is 24 years old, and I'm Stryker, and I just ruined the showbiz.
As you know, coming up in a couple of weekends, we are going to be at the Fabulous Forum once again for the K-Rock Almost Christmas 2016 show's great lineup this year with Green Day and Beck and Weezer and Blink-182 and Kings of Leon, Jimmy Eat World AFI, and so much more. All week long on the Kevin Bean Show, we've been giving away tickets to both nights. Lightning has been out on the streets in the bottle. Today's in Fountain Valley with a game that we like to call what?
Memorabilia.
It might be a book, or some shoes, or a shirt you bought at their concert back in 2002.
Sweet rhyme.
All right. Bad memorabilia. Bad memorabilia. Bad memorabilia. So you don't.
There's never been eating poo except for Lightning when he goes to, you know, the horse
races. So we're looking for the most band memorabilia. There are so many great acts on the bill that weekend. What fans out there have collected the most things from those bands? Everything from T-shirts to ticket stubs to tattoos. Lightning is on the street in Fountain Valley. How's it going out there, man?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Wow.
All right.
Light, set the scene for us. A lot of people come by with stuff.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. We got a great group of people out here today, and I feel bad for the carload of people that just pulled up with crates of stuff, but it's 7 minutes after the hour.
Yeah, it ended at 9. That's a total bummer.
Yeah, so really quick, I want to take you through a couple of kind of our honorable mentions here.
Okay.
Eddie from Santa Ana had 17, Janelle from Anaheim, 18, Adrian from Santa Ana, 20, John from Arcadia, 27 items, Ashley Huntington Beach, 36, John from Whittier, 37 items.
The winner got more than 37?
Tori Lynn, who is from Long Beach and 7 months pregnant, has 171 Weezer items.
Oh, wait a second. Hold on a second.
All for Weezer?
Let me repeat myself. 171 all Weezer items.
How is that possible?
Guys, I'm looking at, you're not going to believe this, and luckily Tanner is here from the web department. He is shooting video of this. You'll see it later on our socials. You're talking about lunch boxes, bad sweaters, T-shirts on top of T-shirts, Frisbees, posters. She has a tiara that she got from the Weezer fan club that was custom made for her.
Oh,
she has every single album cover framed, and then she's got multiple copies of the albums, Japanese versions. And her license plate on her car is O Weezer. Let me hand the phone to Tori Lynn.
Okay,
from
thank
Long
you.
Beach.
Unbelievable.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
Hey, Tori Lynn, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I am so ecstatic right now. I think I'm going
to
cry.
Do we need to send security to surround you at all times?
Maybe.
To keep Weezer safe, I'm saying.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I have been trying for the past, like, 3 weeks to win tickets. You know I've been calling in, like, every day. So I am so happy right now. You have no idea. Yesterday was my 35th birthday. And this is the best
happy birthday.
Present ever.
Now, when you heard us say memorabilia, you thought, I got this.
I got this. 100%.
So, Tori Lynn, I have to ask, tell us how it started with you and Weezer. I mean, were you just one of those kids when the first album came out, it got you in all the right places and you never let go?
You know, I would like to say that, but I actually got into them accidentally, believe it or not. In 2001, I was a seat filler when they were doing the MTV Movie Awards, and I was in the first row. I was blown away from that day forward. I bought all the albums, educated myself on everything Weezer. This concert next month is going to be the 50th time I'm going to see them live. 50th time to see them live.
Wow.
So I am happy. I am so happy.
Have you ever had any kind of interaction with the band members?
I have. I went on a Weezer cruise. We hung out. I've done some meet and greets, so they are an awesome group of guys.
When they see you, are they going to be afraid?
No, of course not.
I'm asking. It's a question.
No. I think they already recognize me.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, they should. They certainly should.
Hey, Bean and I normally broadcast at the beginning of each night. If you're coming to you're coming to both nights, stop by and say hi to us.
Oh, will do, Kevin Bean. I am so happy. The baby inside me is jumping for joy, so you can have a great time.
Well, congratulations so much. I'm so happy you get to see your favorite band once again. Weezer, of course, is playing night number two, but you're going to be there for Blink-182 and for AFI and for Bastille and for Green Day and for everybody, and we're very excited for you. And thank you for showing up there today, okay?
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
And good luck with Baby Rivers.
I will.
Memorabilia. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:37.
Gave away tickets to the Acoustic Christmas shows a few minutes ago. Striker, I don't know if you heard this or not, down in Fullerton.
Oh, yeah.
Showed up who was, now that she's won these tickets for our show, is going to see Weezer for the 50th time.
Isn't that amazing?
And she had how many pieces of memorabilia? Over 100.
181, I think.
Yeah. I looked her up online after you gave out her name, and she is so cute.
Is she?
Yes, she is adorable.
But is she going to cause some kind of trouble? Is that my question?
No,
my
she's 8 months pregnant.
Okay, still. I'm saying, do we need to build a wall around her like Donald Trump?
Maybe.
Just to make sure that everyone else is safe.
A wall around Weezer.
Yeah.
who would you say, Ted, you have seen the most times in terms of musical acts?
I'm going to say it's probably Blink 182 and then Muse would be a close second.
And that's roughly about how many? Are we talking 10 times, 20 times, something like that?
In the 20s.
Yeah.
I've probably seen Weezer.
I'm like at 13?
Yeah, maybe 15 times, I was going to say. They played like in San Diego Comic-Con and a bunch of different places. But
yeah. This lady's in another level, though.
Yes, exactly.
For reals.
Scary level.
The reason Ted is here is because he's in for Ralph Garman and has been all day long. And thank you for so much for showing up and helping us out with this today, Ted. We really appreciate it. With our final look at the Showbiz Beat, what's going on?
All right. Well, a movie that I loved and still watch, and it's got a cult following, is Heathers. And I just learned of this news. They're rebooting the movie into a show on TV Land. And one of the original cast members who played the role of Heather Duke is going to be in this. And I'm talking about Shannon Doherty. She just put up a video on Instagram. Yes, and she's battling breast cancer. And I obviously have never worked with Shannon Doherty, so I don't know what she's been like on set, but we've heard rumors over the years. But just as an actress, she has been in some shows that I have really liked. And I am excited for this reboot of Heathers. All right, guys, we've been talking about music all day. There is a band who has sold 80 million records.
That doesn't happen anymore.
No, that does not happen.
This is in the days when, before iTunes and before you can illegally download stuff.
That's
legally.
Exactly right. Not only did they sell a lot of records, but they would play to stadiums all around the world. It's a five-member band. Two of the
Beatles.
Members are... No, it's not the Beatles.
Not the Beatles.
I think they had six members in the Beatles.
Crazy Town.
No, it's not Crazy Town. Butterfly.
Good guess, though.
Good try, Chip. Three of the members are rebooting the band. And I'm talking about just, I mean, they should
Limp
be
Biscuit.
In the Hall of Fame. It is not Limp Bizkit.
Okay.
No. Bean, do you have a guess?
No.
Okay. Go ahead, Chip.
Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
It is not the Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Good guess. Very well said.
I'm talking about the Spice Girls. Ginger, Baby, and Scarier Back. And a song leaked today. By the way, they're going by the band name GEM. And here's a taste of the new song called Song for Her.
My stump, my stump, my stump, my lovely little stump.
Wow.
Amputee.
Yeah. They did a song about amputees. That's crazy.
Different.
I don't think that's going to do very well.
Oh, that's not the one?
I don't think that's it. Do you have the real song?
I'm standing, I'm dropping, I'm brushing, I'm dressing. My nice
doing a lot of things.
Today. This is a song for her. You know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's something they can't stop. She's got that song for her.
Zero for effort. Zero for style. Zero for star quality. And you know what? I'm being generous.
I got to tell you, a lot of times you don't hear a hit the first time.
Mm-hmm.
That time I listened to it, I feel like that's going to be a pretty big hit.
It does have the boom, boom, pop, which I think people will like.
I don't love it, but I think it's going to be a hit.
To me, it sounds, I mean, I'm saying maybe top 20. I don't see it going that high. Maybe top 20. But seeing these women, they are grown-ass women talking about how the days turn into nights and I do this. Really? You don't just seek the couch at this age in TV? I mean, the days aren't really turning into nights.
They do have to be 28 by now.
Right. So two of the members are not part of the Spice Girls coming back, and that would be Mel B and that would be Victoria Beckham. All right, well, I think probably the number one reason, and this is for guys, that they start a band is to get girls.
Yes.
Is to get girls.
By far.
Anthony Kiedis was just doing an interview in Germany, and he says that he's not really into sleeping with the groupies. And let's hear the clip and then discuss.
Even when I was first starting this band, you know, the groupie thing didn't really appeal to me because there's something about someone who wants to be with you because of what you do that seems a little less appealing. So before we were famous, I think I was more attracted to females in that way, in the groupie way. But then the minute we got famous, I was like, this doesn't feel right anymore.
What do you guys think?
I think if a woman wants to sleep with you, don't question her motives.
Right. Why be so critical, for God's sakes?
Right. Let her live her dream.
Many people in bands were not cool at 12 years old, and
right.
They start a band, and they are a 5 out of 10 in their looks, but when they have a guitar, they become a 10 out of 10.
And that's why they start the band.
Exactly. Anthony Kiedis, though, was a 10 out of 10 at 12 years old, and had, by the way, this is in his book, he had sex with his dad's girlfriend when he was 12 years old.
Okay, wow.
Then he was smoking weed at 12 or 13, and doing a little bit of cocaine at that age, trying heroin at 14. So he had all this excitement.
So he grew up pretty quickly.
Yes.
Yeah.
But still, I go back to Bean's comments.
And had sex with 250 girls by the time he was 11. That's crazy.
Right. At Fairfax High, he slept with half the teachers. But if a girl is going to want to, I mean, Kevin, Bean, and I mean, we are lucky if any girl wants to speak to us.
Right.
Let alone even get to second, third base, or have sex.
Right.
So we are the exact opposite, I guess, of the Anthony
Kiedis
comment.
I feel like most guys are the exact opposite of that.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Kanye West. He's gone off the deep end. He canceled shows, including one in Los Angeles. He was reportedly going to make around $30 million. That's how much the guy gets for a string of shows. $30 million he's going to make. He's going to get. But he's been, he was handcuffed to a stretcher. He went to UCLA Medical Center. And you think, oh, poor guy, he's going off the deep end. He talked craziness about Trump, about Beyonce. But because of an insurance policy that he has, according to TMZ, and the illness that he has prevented him from performing, he's not only going to get the money to repay the venues that he was going to play at, but also the workers that were going to work, and here's the big kicker, he's going to get the $30
million. Wow.
Yeah.
That changes the...
Get paid for not doing the show.
That changes the story completely.
Exactly.
Although next time he goes to get insurance, tough.
Right. If That's he knew about the pre-existing condition and had that in the paperwork, he would not be getting all that money.
The pre-existing condition in air quotes?
Yes.
That's pretty smart.
Exactly. Kevin, you go to a lot of shows. Have you seen... By the way, Kanye played at Acoustic Christmas.
He did.
I don't remember the exact year, but he
remember
was a
he played Jesus
artist.
Walks and they had the USC band come
good.
In? Yeah,
that was
cool.
So good. But I have not seen him play live since then. I didn't see him at any of the shows. Have you?
I saw Watch the Throne, yeah. I saw him with Jay-Z, and it was great. It was great. But I haven't seen him recently because I don't want to hear him yell.
Right.
Bean, I think he's a great artist, but...
Great, great, great artist. Bean, what do you think of Kanye?
I think he's a musical genius, but he should
spend less time telling us that.
He seems to be mentally troubled,
right.
And that concerns me.
Although
worried that we're crossing the point where it's not funny.
Right, that's what we thought his hospitalization may have meant. But now, looking at it this way, maybe not. Maybe he's smart.
But maybe he's smart, and maybe he doesn't want to hurt Beyonce's feelings in here. Look, Beyonce, I didn't mean it.
I was out of my mind.
I was out of my mind. I hadn't slept for 3 days. So dehydration and no sleep, that is like the number one and two go-to thing when you see celebrities go to rehab.
Right. Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine broke the world record for staying up the most hours in a row while playing poker.
Okay.
He did it about 5.5 days. His name is Phil Locke. He
well-known poker player.
100%, yeah. And he is the nicest guy. Do you know how Phil acted after 4 to 5 days of being wide awake? The most charming, funny...
Is that right?
...loving. He was seeing shapes and designs. He kept a graph of all the money he was making. He was up like $15,000, but he was not a complete psycho.
Right.
And they're saying Kanye was only up 2 to 3 days. There you go.
All right.
All right, I just want to say to Kevin and Bean and the whole crew here, thank you for having me. And to the
always happy to have you fill in for Ralph.
Thank you so
always
much.
Appreciate it.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. You're going to eat probably 4,500 calories tomorrow. The number one pie, according to a survey, that would be pumpkin pie.
Sure.
At 63%, followed by apple pie and then pecan. If you're carrying your 20-pound turkey from your car to the kitchen, you're going to burn 25 calories. You're going to burn 200 calories baking an apple pie, and if you clean your house for your disaster weirdo family to come over, that's going to burn about 250 calories as
that
well.
Seems bogus. You should burn more calories than that. You could eat that many calories in 1 second.
That's right.
It's bogus.
I will be back on the radio at 2 p.m. today to ruin your day. Celebrating birthdays today. Chris Hardwick, 45 years old from Nerdist. Justin Turner, third baseman for the L.A. Dodgers, is 32 years old, and... My third girlfriend in life, Miley Cyrus, is 24 years old.
Stryker, I don't know if anybody's told you this, but you're pretty good on the radio and you know a lot of bands. It seems like if you were to do a TV show, let's say you went on TV and you were interviewing bands, I would watch that.
You would?
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. You should think about that.
That's funny you should ask because I actually have a TV show on television. Yes, I do. It is
Those were all the best TV shows are.
Every Friday night, I do a show. It's on the Audience Channel, which is on DirecTV. Thanks for letting me. I never talk about this on the radio because I'm always embarrassed to talk about it.
It is weird to talk about yourself and say, hey, everybody, I'm out there. Watch me.
It is.
That is sort of weird.
It is. I've done 40 episodes. We just got picked up for 18 more. It's a talk show with
When does it
bands.
Start?
It already started.
Oh.
Thanks for looking at it. It's Friday night. So just like Hulu creates content and Netflix... DirecTV creates content on their own channel, the Audience Channel. I'm the host. We've had Fitz and AWOL and Cheap Trick and Fall Out Boy Panic, Dan and Shay, Butch Walker. The list goes on and on. Full in-depth conversation, crazy production, live performance.
And when's the first one air?
The first one, I'm Stryker, and that's when the showbiz beat. Goodbye.
Thank you, Stryker. K-Rock Almost Too Good for Christmas 2016 tickets are sold out, but the helpful SoCal Honda dealers are still helping you get in. You can find out how to score free tickets by following them on Twitter at Helpful Honda. Use the hashtag WinKRock. Have a fantastic Thanksgiving Day weekend, and we will see you back here Monday morning.